I'm joined in the studio by Natalie Spears and Ellie Barber of Pearl and Wood, as well as Lizzie Plotkin and Gillian Grogan. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me here in the studio. I understand that you've prepared a few songs for us, but before we get into that, I would love to know, is this the first time that you've all played a concert together?
Definitely.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of permutations of this group. Like, some of us have played with each other in the past, and I get confused for Lizzie quite often, personally.
Yeah, I definitely confused who was in Pearl and Wood to start, because I just came in off a spaceship. I'm not
Gillian Grogan's new to this whole thing.
New to the scene. Loving it, though.
Came up on a van and dropped off.
What's with that, Gillian? You've been traveling across the country in a self-converted van dwelling?
Yes, that is apparently my new thing. It's great. It's I never have to drive home, and I have all my things with me, and I'm very forgetful, so they're always just nearby.
Yeah, she's got plants in her van.
I've got plants. Mm-hmm. I've got plumbing.
A guitar
closet.
They're so cute.
I learned to plumb. It's great in there. I like it.
How long have you been on the road?
Like a week.
Wow.
We did it. We drove the van empty. We put a mattress platform and drove it from Boston, where we last rented a room, all the way out to California to fix it up. That was more brutal because that was like moving everything I've ever owned across the country in the house that I'm sleeping in.
And do you have a destination or...
No, this is our new sustainable future.
Uh-huh. Tiny house.
This is what we're doing. This is our home on wheels, and for touring as an artist, that's pretty ideal. My partner's a climber, so mm-hmm. So long as we get some great crags in along the way, I think we're solid.
It's the millennial dream.
It really
She's
is.
Doing it. It's possible, y'all.
It's one of them.
Especially if you can bring your house plants along.
You know, that was a definite point of agitation between us, but I just don't think it's a house without a plant.
Mm-mm. How do they get sunlight?
I sing to it.
My voice is the same.
It's close to the front. I don't know. It might not be getting sunlight. I'll tell you in a month.
And so how did you meet up with these three ladies?
The most wonderful lady introduced me to these three ladies, Miss Olivia Pevek.
Oh, Shoo-shoo. Olivia Pevek. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Is she performing tonight as well, or is she just made it happen?
She's out of town.
Sort of the staple of this whole thing, and then it slowly evolved into something else because she realized she couldn't be here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But I feel like that's Olivia's dream, though, to have her art just continue on mm-hmm. outside of her.
Yeah, to initiate something and then let it roll. Mm-hmm. And I understand another element of tonight is going to be the display of a cranky.
The display of the cranky, yes, which and you were a part of, Raleigh.
Who is the cranky?
Who is the cranky? The cranky.
I am the cranky.
Not just the voice of the cranky. Strange name, cranky. But what a cranky is actually a scrolling panorama of illustrations across a screen. We built a box frame, and then there's two dolls, and one of the dolls has a scroll on it with all these illustrations, and it was named a cranky because there's a little crank at the top of the dowel that you spin, which unfurls these illustrations across the screen as we sing this song that I co-wrote with Chris Hassig, and Ellie helped arrange, and it's become this really fun collaborative project, and there have been so many artists that have participated. I realized I couldn't do this all myself, so I invited people like Raleigh and Ellie and Lizzie Drew, and there are a bunch of other artists who have also contributed, so it's just a really beautiful collaboration. So we will be unfurling the cranky, no pun intended.
Is there a person that's specified to make it move along to the tempo?
As
and match
of now,
the lyrics?
I am kind of holding that responsibility because I've gotten to witness, like, I know what pictures go with what verses and where the chorus goes, so I can, like, kind of keep that piece of it going while everyone else kind of.
I tried to offer my services for this, but Natalie has the vision, so she cranks, and it's lovely.
Do you
and then I make them do body
cranking?
Percussion
cranks
while I crank.
Wow. She's very multi-talented. She sings and cranks. It's pretty impressive.
That's amazing. But you don't play the cello in addition?
No.
Maybe the bass? Too many or the hands. Bass.
No. Too much. Maybe we can really do so many things.
One day she'll get her toes involved and she'll start like pizzicatoing with her toes while she cranks.
And could you share a little bit about the theme behind the song and the images on the cranky?
Yeah, the song was sort of, actually it's funny, I like showed up at a gig with Lizzie and it was like halfway done. But that fire last summer on Basalt Mountain was pretty moving, and I like, it stirred up a lot in me, as I'm sure it... Oh, there's a deer right outside the window.
That's our next guest.
Oh, Carbondale. Oh, man. They are so bold. God.
Yep. Yeah. I was actually watching them jump over the fence right behind you.
I love the, like, slow-mo hop as they get over a fence.
Right.
It's like, whoa.
Species parade is next weekend. Dude. I know.
Well, so the cranky really stirred up all this sort of thought in me about the fire, and I kind of just started rolling around lyrics in my head around that and sort of looking at the bigger picture of what's been happening around here and the droughts and climate change. And so it quickly evolved into this, like, sort of the main line in it is the land is calling out that it's time to change our ways. No, she can't take this no more. So that's sort of the repeating refrain throughout the whole thing. And it's just a call to all of us, ourselves included, to just, like, buck up a little bit. So, yeah, it's been a really moving piece. And I think when you put art out into the world that is so, is really kind of calling us all out, it really makes you kind of look at your own life and you're like, do I have to drive my car to City Market or can I ride my bike? Mm-hmm. I should ride my bike. I just wrote a song about this, so I'm going to ride my bike. So it's been actually really great to reinforce better habits.
Like throughout this week in different public affairs shows, just about like those lifestyle changes, how important those are.
Yeah.
Our daily lifestyle choices, like riding your bike.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, and in the music world it's like it's tough. It's like we travel a lot to play and share our music, so it's I don't know how you guys feel about that, but she's got a Prius that helps.
I think what is nice about this the cranky is that it, you know, we're making art to call attention to that too, so hopefully there's a balance in there somewhere. You know.
Yeah. Well, I understand that you have prepared a few songs for us for this evening. Sure. What is the first one about?
The first tune is one of mine. It's called Sleeping in Your Gardens. And I just sat down and wrote it one afternoon when I was getting to the point of downsizing all my things, all these things that we think that we need. I'm moving into a van, so I had to get rid of everything, pretty much. And I'm packing up all my stuff, and I'm thinking about, well, for me, it's someone that I had lost recently enough. It'd been a while, but just still on my mind, and kind of was deciding whether or not to bring something of theirs along with me. And there's very limited space in there. It's not, you know, you don't bring so many little trinkets and things. So packing up my things, and then also packing up and letting go of some other things that held a lot of meaning to me, but are just things at the end of the day and not the person.
So very recently written song.
Still kind of, yeah. I wrote it last July or August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this van move has been in the works for a while.
Yeah. It's all happened pretty much out of losing this one person. I mean, I know it was going to happen at some point, but it really lit the fire that I needed so that I could do the scary things like leaving the day job and taking all my savings from the day job and buying a van. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Gillian.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing it.
Sure. Packing up my bag, packing up yours, boxing up my Easter. Heading on the road, though I fear it takes sin. Taken to the wheel just to mark where I've been. Pulling on the curve, yanking up the sail, off to find another view out there. Hope where the air's real thin and the trees are too. Don't know if I sleeping in your gardens, covered in your vines, hiding in the moments. Sleeping in your gardens, covered in. Through the tides, leafing through the book, I'm losing all my reason in the years that were took. Years that were took, oh, years vaguely planned, years we had. Walking in my lane, coloring in my lines, I'm folding up the laundry like it's turning back time. Working 9 to 5, singing happy song. Maybe I can fade till it don't feel so wrong. Sleeping in your gardens, covered in your vines, hiding in the moments. Sleeping in your gardens.
Wow, that was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Really wonderful lyrics and really heartfelt.
Yeah.
And I imagine y'all haven't had a lot of time to practice together.
I don't think Lizzie's played that one before.
I'm the only one. Way to go, Lizzie on the fiddle. That was great.
Lizzie just flashing that fiddle part for sure.
Just echoing.
It's nice to have a whole string section.
I know.
It's true.
I feel like I'm in orchestra.
Such
again
a treat.
Yeah, just to fill listeners in who might be recently tuning in, I'm joined by Natalie Spears, who's playing bass and might be playing banjo tonight at the show as well. Okay.
Yep. And Cranky.
And Cranky.
It's an instrument.
And Ellie Barber on the cello, also vocals. And
mandolin tonight.
And mandolin.
This is the mandolin debut.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
I know.
We'll talk about that. We also have Lizzie Plotkin on the fiddle. And Gillian Gorogan.
Gorogan.
On guitar and vocals. And you wrote that song that you shared with us. Such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So how does it feel to play with each other? The name, I understand now that this was organized by Olivia Pevic, but it's Ladies in the Round. And there's something too, obviously having all women share a musical space together. And each of your experiences as musicians, how is that quality different from maybe playing with men in a band? Mm.
I've only played with women, so I don't know.
I have a propensity to surround myself with women with musical instruments in their hands because I love collaborating with women, and I think the qualities are just like so apparent that everyone is very intentional in this group. Not to say that that's not the case with men, but I find it like overwhelmingly so that we all bring like these really beautiful intentions to our music, and we're all sharing original music and putting our heart on the sleeve. So it's really nice. It's very nurturing space so far. I love playing music with all these ladies, so it's pretty special.
Yeah, I would echo that. I've mostly played solo, and then I've had I had a band before called Honeyfoot, and that was a couple of guys from school that played with me. And then I have a band back in Brooklyn. It's another wonderful bunch of guys that play with me. But this is a dream of mine coming true. It's really dreamy for me.
I will say Pearl and Wood has always wanted a three-part girl harmony. We've always kind of daydreamed about that. And so to have four ladies... It's just like, it's great.
Yeah, we've been doing some good vocal arrangements for our show later today. And, there's lots of stomping and harmony singing, and we get a little sassy too. We're playing our more mellow songs, but there'll definitely be a good dose of sass tonight.
So oh yeah,
don't be fooled. it's the like
it from the corner
4:45 sort of afternoon chill out sesh, and we'll pick it back up later.
Yeah, cool. And Gillian, you being on the road, are you going to hang around for a while to continue to explore musically? And
gosh, if they'll have me.
Please stay.
I have a funny history with Carbondale. I always, whenever I come to Carbondale, I end up staying way longer than I meant to. And that was before I met them. So we'll see what happens here, but it would be my darn pleasure.
Well, that's the beauty of van life, too. You're already home.
Yeah.
You got your home and your house plants on wheels.
I got my home and my house plants. Now I have my homies, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
You have your partner. There's plenty of climbing and rifle.
So. That's where he's headed in the morning.
Hey,
and drop him off on my way to Montrose.
He might be here for longer than you.
Yeah.
With rifle around the corner. Yeah.
We'll see how he feels after this weekend.
Ellie Barber, tell us about your secret mandolin skills.
Well, I first picked it up a few years ago. Natalie and I went to Chile for about a month and brought a mandolin because it's similar tuning to the cello, and the cello is way too big to bring anywhere. And Natalie brought her banjo, and so we kind of just traveled around and... met a lot of folks through music, which was really special. Gave me a lot of time to practice, which was good. And it's been a cool instrument to, because it's like a lot of the chord shapes are the same, because the strings are also in fifths, which the cello is. And so I can like kind of start to write songs on the mandolin when I'm too lazy to get out my cello, which for some reason is a thing. Mm-hmm. Like just the physical size to get it out of the case.
And
like
the stringed instruments. I have the same thing. Yeah. I started writing songs when I got a mandolin.
Okay.
So
it's a song-inspiring instrument, I think.
Song-inspiring instrument.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful combination of words.
Yeah. So now it's finally... the one I bought is so loud that I've never wanted to play it because it's like you just can't hear anything else. And so luckily, Lucy has one that's a little more muted.
Is there a particular song that you'll be... playing?
Yes, yeah, I'm debuting one that I wrote a bit ago. It's very lady themed actually for the evening. Yeah. I didn't write it for the evening, but it fits well. It's about struggling with basically when the moment I realized that women are kind of societally encouraged to be really smiley and friendly and accommodating, and which are not bad things, I don't think, but the moment I realized the gender dynamics in that, I got really, I felt like I shouldn't do it. And then I was trying to be stern, and then it created this whole like kind of mental battle with myself. So it's about that.
What are the ratio of songs that were written by you guys that are original? You guys, that's not the right expression.
Y'all.
Y'all, let's go on.
You all
versus covers tonight.
Tonight, it's pretty high on originals. Yeah,
mm-hmm. maybe do three covers.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's so neat about this group is that we're all songwriters, and I think traditionally in the round, you know, it's like songwriters in the round. I've never done this with women. I've only ever done this with men.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what was. It's really special, I think. But yeah, I think we're playing like one Gillian Welch tune and like maybe a very old Appalachian like screamer. And then that's about it.
I want to hear that one.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Well, you have to come to the show.
Right.
And so the concept of songwriters in a round for people who aren't familiar, is it like an open mic or is there a lot more like playing off of each other and incorporating?
Depends which one you go to. Yeah. It really depends.
Traditionally, Songwriters in the Rounds have been where you hop up on stage. Jackson hosts a great series here of Songwriters in the Rounds, so everyone's kind of on stage and each person shares one of their songs, and then other people can join in if they feel like it, and it's typically not rehearsed beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
We had time on our side, so we could spend a little bit of time working on each other's songs, which is great. So we're going to back each other up tonight here and there, and it'll be sort of different configurations of us.
Okay.
On each other's songs.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Once again, Steve's Guitars tonight at 8:30, right?
8:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going
to be full.
Yeah.
So if you do want to come, coming we earlier. Suggest you come at 8:30 because we've played Steve's enough where there's just like nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
Anymore. Well, so.
I feel like the windows are even going to be full tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have all the faces in the window. Yeah.
Bring your little tin cans that you can set in the room and then put to your ear.
I totally did that with my next door neighbor when I was
I always wanted to.
It was crazy trying to get it strung up, but we did it. Like, hey, Meredith.
Does it work?
Like, what's up? Yeah, it totally did.
Thanks.
Wow. Something we could invest in for Steve's.
Yeah, Steve, we've got an entrepreneurial endeavor for you.
The listening can. Yeah, and people could take turns as they sit out front.
The can outside.
Yeah.
It's like the Katie and Kay headphone sculpture, you know, but a lot smaller scale.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's like a big sculpture somewhere. I think it's near Silo.
Yeah.
It's like a big set of headphones and you walk in and it's playing Katie and Kay.
Oh, that's Alchemy. Like, but I didn't know they're tuned to Katie and Kay.
Well, at least when I have been on it.
That's a fun
it's Katie and Kay.
Little Easter egg in Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You'll find me taking my lunch there. Well, let's definitely get in at least one more song before we have to close out today.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this next one going to be?
This next one is called Those Eyes, and it's one of mine.
Mm.
Those eyes.
devastating.
When you lose control, how do we lose control in our own worlds?
Wonderful.
It's a little creepy.
But gorgeous. And I was unaware you wrote that. I've heard it before performed by Pearl and Wood.
Yeah.
Hey, just a little shout out. You, Pearl and Wood, have a CD now.
We sure do. Yep.
Is that available at this Ladies in the Round at Steve's Guitars?
Sure is.
It will
bring
be.
Your cash.
I think Jillian's also got a, I have a Honeyfoot EP and a Spotify only, well, not Spotify only. A digital EP that I put out this winter called Winter Ballads. It's all vocal harmonized ballads that I've written, no instruments. It's a little weird.
Cool.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for that tantalizing preview of what tonight is going to be. Ladies in the Round at Steve's Guitars. Doors open at 8:30 or 8.
We're starting at 8:30, so doors will probably be open at 8.
And recommended to show up early because
if you want
to sure
if
to
you
fill.
Want in probably.
I mean.
Well, thank you all so much. We have to cut it off here, but I really appreciate you coming to perform for us in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
And once again, that was Natalie Spears, Ellie Barber, Lizzie Plotkin, and Gillian Grogan. Thank you.